Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one today comes from Erica. She says, could you please share about finding a balance between boring and overwhelming when considering contrast in texture and stylistic elements? How does that relate to and reflect my physical attributes? So when we're thinking about how much texture should I choose, how much sheen, those things are very related to physical attributes in many ways. So if you are smooth like I am, so I've got smooth hair, smooth skin, I look better in less texture at a time, because I'm all smooth. Now, if I decide to curl my hair, that adds a more textural element, and therefore I find that I can wear more texture better. It's more in harmony with my physical appearance. The same goes for sheen. Now, you might notice if you look at my forehead, it's shiny. Doesn't matter how much powder I put on. Seriously, I put powder on a few seconds ago, and it's shiny. I'm always very shiny. And this is why I look for shine or sheen details in my clothes, why I wear jewelry with sheen, my glasses have some sheen, because, and also my makeup also has pearlescence in it, because it relates to my sheen. So I tend to find something with a bit of sheen in it is much better, or a bit of shine is much better than everything being purely matte. Now, if we think about pattern, if you are more patterned skin, so maybe you've got freckling or things like that, you will look really great wearing patterns. And if you are kind of very even skin toned and very similar coloured hair, so if you've got block colour hair as well, versus if you've got highlights and lowlights, that creates pattern and interest, and so therefore works well with patterns as well. And of course, which sort of patterns you choose is up to your personality. And of course, in the end, personality is always the key to this, because it's about also what you feel comfortable wearing. So one person's, you know, over the top too much is somebody else's not enough. So there's no one answer to this. So I would say, though, if you have textural hair, then you'll probably find wearing texture is very easy and it works well, and it never looks like it's too much, in the way that if you are very, very smooth and you wore multiple textures and a hero garment and something else, it may look like too much. So it's choosing what works for you. And if you've got, you know, maybe you've got textural hair, maybe you've got patterned freckled skin, you know, all these things, then you can keep adding to your outfit. And of course, personality, the more creative your personality, the more dramatic the personality, the more you can put things together in unusual ways or just adding more to it. And because of your personality, you can carry it off really easily. So I don't know if that's helped you, but there is no one answer. There is a relate to physicality, a relationship to physicality, whether you're smooth or more textured, you're more matte, more sheen, about these sorts of elements of fabrics, or more patterned or more solid in your colouring. All these things do impact, but then of course personality comes in and it makes a decision about whether or not you even want to wear that or not. Because of course, personality is key. If you're a very, you know, low-key person, you might find just a small amount of texture is all you need, versus if you are, you know, much more, you know, dramatic in your personality, then you'll want to add more to your look. So hopefully there's something to think about there that can help you. Okay, next question comes from Chris. My age, I am nearly 68 or nearly 69, and I don't want to dress too young. However, I don't want to feel like a frumpy old woman. You know what is really interesting is that if you ever worrying about dressing too young, you're probably never going to do it. This is something I have learned from my clients over the years. And what I find is when I do meet someone that you could say maybe is dressing too young or inappropriate in some sort of way, it's usually because they are rebelling against something, and they'll often say things like, nobody can tell me I can't wear my X, Y, Z. Rather than, you know, what happens is so many women, I see this over and over again, particularly, I mean, and seriously, I see it even in the over 30s where they go, oh, I don't want to be mutton dressed as lamb. And I'm thinking, you are still young. Enjoy it while you can. So this is where thinking about, you know, like kind of worrying about dressing too young is actually going to make you more likely dress too old and frumpy from that fear. So really, what is mutton dresses lamb? It can be just too much skin, where you're just showing off way too much skin all at the same time. Generally, most of us, as we get older, feel a bit more comfortable, a little bit more covered up. You know, skin's not as taut as it once was, all those sorts of things. Plus, you know, I don't like to get too much sun damage either, so covering up is a good thing in that way as well. But, you know, you might just feel less comfortable. So rather than just having your arms out, your décolletage out, your black back out, your stomach out, and your legs out all at the same time, just choosing one of those is enough. So that's one thing. And then the other thing that I think often happens with mutton dresses lamb, I think it's where we are unaware of what works for us. So this is sometimes where we're just wearing the latest fashion for the sake of wearing the latest fashion. And what one of the things we expect to happen as people age is they become more educated about their style. They get to know what really works for them. They kind of have, you know, experimented and all that sort of stuff and know that this shape works and that shape doesn't. And so when you're wearing something that's kind of at odds with you in some sort of physical manner, it can be a bit like, and especially when it's the latest fashion, it can be a little bit try hard, I suppose, is how it might be viewed by other people. Now, you know, you might just say, I don't care, I'm going to wear anything that's in fashion because I like that, and there's personality coming into it. But it is something to be aware of, that generally there is kind of some association that as we get older, we generally come a little bit more sophisticated. And in our style, and we expect our clothes to last longer, and it doesn't need to all be latest fashion trend. And it's often when it's fashion trend head to toe, whether or not it suits us, rather than picking from those latest trends, the bits that work for us, and leaving the rest. Just because it's in fashion doesn't mean we have to wear everything that's in fashion all at the same time. And there's always lots and lots of different fashion trends going around at the same time. Whenever I've done, you know, blog posts and things about fashion trends, you'll notice there's probably 7 or 8 kind of dominant fashion trends, and you might dismiss all but one of them. You might go, oh, I'll bring a little bit of that in. You know, that's something that I quite like, but you don't need all of them. So kind of this kind of like a slavish following fashion, even if it doesn't suit you, and, you know, too much skin. And the other thing I always think about when I'm thinking about what is mutton dresses lamb is if it is a piece of clothing or a style of clothing I would expect to see on my daughter anywhere from the age of, you know, kind of 2 or 3 up to 15 or 16, probably not for me. So, you know, I often see these things where I go, you know, we tend to associate tiered frilled things with young girls and stuff. So I think it's if that fashion trend is something we see on like little kids' clothes, then it's probably that's where mutton dress and lamb might happen. But, you know, if you've asked the question, it's not going to happen. You're more likely to dress too old and frumpy in saggy, baggy, or just old lady clothes, as I call them, for fear of dressing too young. So stop just shopping at the old lady clothes, and don't just take anything. So look around and work out what works for you. And this is why getting your style education is so useful, because it means you know what does work and what doesn't work. And I think sometimes too, when we go through a bit of a middle age crisis, it can be we start to think, oh, I'm losing, you know, my youth and I want to go back to that. But it is that sort of thing that is, you know, is it working for you? And this is up to each person to decide about what, how they want to be perceived and what their clothes are actually saying about them. There is no reason we can't wear jeans until our hundreds. And I've seen, women of, you know, great ages wearing leather incredibly well. There's nothing that we have to definitely get rid of. It's just how we put things together. And often too, the frumpy happens too when we get too baggy, because, you know, comfort often becomes a greater and greater driver as we get older. And so this is where just big and baggy and everything's baggy and oversized can also kind of end up making you look a little bit like mutton rather than lamb. But mutton, you know, a very dull and unattractive mutton as well. Now, Last question today comes from Deborah, who says, how to stay fashionable when half the current fashions don't suit my shape, particularly when I like the look of them? Now, this is something I completely understand. I remember I used to buy things in the fashion trends that I loved, but did not love me back. So the thing is, as I was mentioning before, there is always multiple fashion trends. So of course, half of the fashion trends are not going to suit you, and that's fine. But some of the other fashion trends may work, and you will sometimes find there might be a whole season where you just go, this is not for my shape. Just don't go there. You know what? The speed at which fashions change these days, something new is going to have come in no time at all. So it doesn't matter if you don't, you know, follow every fashion at every season. It's that sort of thing. As I think, as long as we update a little bit each year, we don't have to update something all the time. A little bit each year is enough. And then letting go of some of those fashion trends that you just can't see anymore. So looking out and knowing what works for you, getting that style education, knowing what works for you, your colors, your styles, your shapes, all those sorts of things, is really useful, because then you can say, well, how can I add this fashion trend I love in a way that actually works for me? Can I adapt it in one way or other? Because generally fashion trends come out like there's a kind of catwalk trend, and then it will appear in a myriad of different ways in the stores, and it's for you to decide how you can adapt that to you if you really love it. But if there is, you know, something like it's a fashion trend where it's fluo, I mean, honestly, fluoro suits nobody. But you know, you can go, okay, well, I love a bit of fluoro, then add it in a small detail. It could be a shoe or a bag or a belt. It doesn't need to be a head-to-toe outfit. It could be that the fashion trend is for oversized, and we have had a few seasons of big oversized garments. And you might say, well, that really doesn't work for my shape, particularly if you are one of the waisted shapes. This is a really hard trend to carry off. So I just go bypass that fashion trend, or work out how you can do it. And this is where you're learning how to tuck and putting belts on and all sorts of things like that can help. And I often recommend, if you are looking at something like an oversized trend, don't go for your regular size. Go for the size that's five sizes smaller, because it will still probably be a little bit oversized, but it won't be baggy in the way, and it won't swamp you in the way that the regular size will do as well. So sometimes it's adapting it, and sometimes it's just going, that's not my trend. But there's lots of other trends. And honestly, fashion changes so fast. There'll be something new next week. Don't worry. You're not going to be, you know, like it's not like kind of many years ago where the fashion trends seemed to last for longer. These days, they, you know, they pass by so much more quickly, and you don't have to jump on board every single fashion train. So of course, if you do want to know about what suits you and get your style education, you can check out my 7 Steps of Style program, which gives you all the knowledge you need about your body shape, colouring, personality, all those sorts of things. So you can actually start to create a cohesive wardrobe that mixes and matches easily and is really versatile and works for you as well. So you can check that out on the blog, and I've got lots and lots of tips on the blog, so head over there as well. Thanks for watching, and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.